From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Dinosaurs, like most large animals today, had long lives. Theropods like T-Rex lived to about 30 years, while giant sauropods could live to 60. And over those long lifespans, like all of us, they got sick. Soft tissues don't fossilize as well as bone, but scientists have documented diseases, from the mundane to the mortal, in all types of dinosaurs. Feathered dinosaurs had dandruff. Others showed, through preserved skin fragments, dermatitis or sores from healing wounds. Some dino joints exhibited inflammation and malformation, likely the product of years of achy arthritis. Others contained uric acid crystals, similar to gout today. A Diplodocus showed evidence of an upper respiratory infection that could have spanned its entire long neck. That's a lot of sniffles. Others showed illnesses in their jaws and throats, similar to those in modern raptors. Paleontologists have found telltale signs of bone infection, causing changes in bone growth, size, and density, and aggressive bone cancers that could have spread to other parts of the body. They even suspect that dinosaurs had an early version of malaria, transmitted by a now-extinct insect. Most dino diseases have gone extinct too, though many are still around. But don't worry about catching them. Since crocodiles and birds are more closely related to dinosaurs, they're the ones who are more susceptible. Achoo! I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.